M-I-C-A-H, Micah Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, 5665, 692025. This is a 60-year-old gentleman originally from Louisiana, has been in Houston for some time, has been married twice, has two children, period. Currently, he lives with his cousin Melanie, M-E-L-A-O-N-E. Patient children do not see him very much. He's totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. And he paragraphed his problem started some 3 years ago when he had a massive DVT in his lower extremity, went to the hospital. He had a bilateral pulmonary embolus, and he almost died, period. And he paragraphed he also has right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, sleep apnea. He's not on oxygen at this time. At one time, they told him that he needed one, but he's not using oxygen now. He also has a history of BJD, gout, morbid obesity, renal insufficiency, hypertension, DVT, hypoxemia, edema, right-sided heart failure, and right ventricular dysfunction, period. Family history, mom died of some sort of cancer, dad's still alive in Louisiana somewhere. Review of system, shortness of breath, fatigue. He's quite foul smelling. He hasn't had a bath for some time. His cousin is no longer able to take care of him. He's no longer able to leave the house. He needs someone to see him about his medication, a physician that can come and see him. He's no longer can be taken out except with an ambulance, but his obesity is also getting in the way. He has lower extremity edema, shortness of breath, and, of course, incontinent, as I mentioned, period. His medication includes Flonase inhaler, colchicine 0.6 once a day, Eliquis 5 milligram BID, Portonix 40 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Procardia 90 XL once a day, Atacand, A-T-A-C-A-N-D, 4 milligram a day, Lexapro 20 milligram a day, Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs 4 times a day. He also has issues with pain and would like pain medication, which hasn't been able to get. He's not sleeping very much, and history of anxiety and depression, currently on Lexapro 20 milligram. His O2 sat's 94%, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, blood pressure 155 over 108, period. In the paragraph, he tells me that they've increased his blood pressure medication before, but he developed syncope and blood pressure dropped, so they left him at current medication, and he recommends not to mess with his medication at this time, in quotation. Period. Last hospitalization was a year ago when he fell out of bed. Period. Allergy, none. Review of system as above. Surgical history, 10 years ago, had a terrible car accident, had multiple surgeries on his back, neck, chest, but all related to the motor vehicle accident. He can't recall exactly what they did. Vaccination, flu and COVID, and pneumonia vaccines were administered a year ago. Period. Currently, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, but has been a smoker in the past. Assessments, no, vital signs, 97, 90, no, we said the vital signs. Blood pressure, we said the vitals. Vital signs as above, heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no positive JBD, skin shows no rash, arm, mucosal, hand lesion, large, gone non-focal. And has edema about the lower extremity, 1+ to 2+. Assessment number one, here we have a 60-year-old gentleman with history of morbid obesity, right-sided heart failure, congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, weakness, total and complete bedbound. He's not able to wipe and or control his bowel or bladder because of his weakness, period. He also has history of DJD, gout, arthritis, renal insufficiency, hypertension, history of DVT, and pulmonary embolus, period. In the paragraph, he would definitely benefit from oxygen. I suspect his O2 sat drops quite low when he sleeps, period. 2 liters of O2 would be recommended to be provided by the per medical director of the hospice and palliative company. Next number, hypertension. Next number, blood pressure out of control. Next number, he tells me that increasing his Atacand or adding a new medication would be a detriment, so do not change my blood pressure medication. Next number, COPD. Next number, copulmonary. Next number, pulmonary hypertension. Next number, continue with albuterol. Next number, atrial fibrillation. DVT/PE on Eliquis. Next number, high risk of developing more blood clots. Next number, pain issues. Next number, anxiety. Next number, may need an augment to his Lexapro for his anxiety since he's not sleeping, but the pain could also be a part of the problem. Next number is history of COPD and tobacco abuse in the past. Next one is overall prognosis remains poor for this 60-year-old morbidly obese gentleman with multiple medical issues and problems. Patient's care was discussed with Melanie at the time of visit. Thank you.